This is a podcast recording for The Nature of Things. This podcast was initially recorded May 4th, 1984.
A little over a week ago, I mentioned to some of you that the woodland flowers were just coming into bloom. Well, this is the season of flowering in the woodlands. That brief time each year when spring sun shines in full force on the floor of the hardwood forest. Within a matter of weeks now, bursting buds will produce a canopy of foliage closing off direct sunlight until after the growing season is over. Before the spread of summer shade is fully developed, the best of the woodland flower show will have run its course. That's the nature of things. I'm persuaded to suggest that this is a special year for wildflowers. I can't recall a better display of early spring blooms than's presently in evidence at Baltimore Woods. Why not descend with me into the valley and see for yourself? Along the first few hundred yards, we are treated mostly to next week's promises, for bright green clumps of leeks and trillium dominate with a scattering of the lace-like foliage of squirrel corn and Dutchman's breeches. Buds are abundant, but only a few still tiny flying pantaloons have yet emerged. Nowhere are there any of the perfect hearts or the showy tripart blooms which will soon adorn the scene. Occasionally, as we move along, the rich yellow of trout lily and the delicate pink of spring beauty provide accent color. This last, a member of the Portulaca clan, requires a ground-level investigation to be fully appreciated. Then the deep pink tracery of the veins will stand out against the paler ground color of these dainty blooms. Increasingly, as we descend, the still unfolding shoots of bellflower, Solomon's seal, and spikenard carpet the ground. We have to search for the fiddleheads of ferns, but soon wood ferns and maidenhair will dominate in many parts of the valley. We're well into the valley before we encounter the dominant plant of the early spring floral display, the hepatica. At first we see only a few clumps of white blooms, but later note varieties of pink, lavender, and heavenly blue. By the time we have traversed the valley floor and begun the ascent again, we have seen banks and carpets of white and pink. Strange to recall that the perfect cartwheels of white possess no petals, only modified sepals. That's a characteristic of the buttercup clan to which hepatica belongs. Along the way, we have noted another interesting plant, just beginning to bloom. Its flowers, green or purple-brown, accented with yellow, are hardly showy, but the tall plant is imposing, and later, we know the flowers will be replaced by bright blue berries. This is blue cohosh, a member of the barberry clan. The woodland floor still shows great expanses of warm brown leaf litter. Before long, these areas will be covered with green, as waterleaf, touch-me-not, lilies, and fern continue to emerge. By then, the valley will have become a huge green chamber through which the voices of thrush and vireo echo from dawn to dusk. At present, it's still an open amphitheater, the perfect gallery for the best flower show in town. Of course, Baltimore Woods, which is 1 mile south of Marcellus, is not the only place to see this best show in town. If you live in the Oswego area, the Noise Sanctuary, known as Noise Woods, out near 9 Mile Point, east of Oswego, is a great place to see spring flowers. Abundant trails and just a good place to walk. Then the town park in Oswego Town, just on Johnson Road, just before intersection with County Route 20, provides people who live west of the city with a place to go. If you live in the eastern part of Oswego County, over near Amboy, the 4-H camp, used to be known as Bill Dunn's property, is a good place to go. And then, of course, for people who live in the northern part of Onondaga County or southern Oswego, Beaver Lake Nature Center is really just beautiful this year. Another place for Syracuse City dwellers would be Clark Reservation at Jamesville, New York. Well, wherever it is, it's really worth a trip right now, as I said a couple of weeks ago, and I hope you'll take advantage of it to get out and see the best flower show in town. That's all for today. Thanks for listening. Tune in next week and keep it natural.